Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast. This is Luke and this is a kind of news update and a chance for me to say hello to you and to give you a few messages and also to give you a little bit of news. I said in the last podcast that I was going to give you something about passive verb forms. Well, that is coming. I'm planning it. I'm getting it ready at the moment and it's nearly finished. So that is coming soon. But I'd like to just give you a little bit of news in this podcast. I'm making some changes to Luke's English Podcast. So from now on, it's going to be a little bit different. Better, I hope. Hope it will be better. So basically, I'm going to try and reduce the length of each podcast. The last one about Michael Jackson was about 71 minutes long, which is really, really long. I mean, that's almost like a movie or something. It's so long. I mean, that's fine. I like doing long podcasts because I can talk about lots of things, but I understand that for you, you're probably very busy and you don't always have time to listen to a podcast for 70 minutes or something. I know that you can just pause the podcast and then, you know, come back to it and keep listening from there, but still, shorter is better, I think. So I'm going to try and make the podcasts shorter. And to do that, I'm going to do podcasts in separate parts. Okay? So, for example, I'm going to separate or divide my podcasts. So, for example, a feature section will just be one podcast. And a language section will be in a separate podcast, okay? So basically, before I would do one-hour podcasts, for example, which would include a feature section, which is an interview or something, and then a language section, which would be where I teach you some grammar or vocabulary. But from now, I'm just going to do one podcast for the feature section and a separate podcast for the language section. So you'll get the same stuff, but they will be in separate podcasts, okay? It's just easier for you to listen that way. So you will still get lots of vocabulary in each podcast, even if it's a feature section. I'll still explain all the vocabulary and the useful words and things. But it means that each podcast will be dedicated to just interviews, for example, or just phrasal verbs, for example, or just grammar, or just idioms, or just an interesting topic. Okay, so yeah, I'm just going to give you separate podcasts on individual things from now on. Right? For example, soon I'm going to do 3 podcasts on the weather. Now, before, that would be just one long podcast. But now, it's going to be 3 separate, shorter podcasts, okay? So, for example, the weather podcast in 3 sections, in 3 different podcasts, will be the first podcast will be an interview with a local Londoner about British weather, for example. And then the second podcast in the series will be about useful words, useful vocabulary that you can use to describe weather. And then the third podcast in the series will be about some weather idioms. Okay? So before, that would just be one very long podcast. but now it's going to be three separate podcasts. Okay? I hope you understand that. Okay, so now I'd like to give you some messages and comments from me to you. Right, it's from me to you. This podcast is all about you, my listeners who are all over the world. And now I'd like to just give some messages and comments from me to you. Now, my podcast is now more popular than ever. I had 530 downloads in the last 7 days, which I think is quite a lot. I'm quite happy with that. Obviously, I would like more. My aim is to get as many listeners as I possibly can. And, you know, I want to get thousands of people listening to this every week. At the moment, it's just over 500 people every week, which is quite good, I think. Now, on my webpage, I can see how many people download me every day. So every time someone downloads or listens to one of my podcasts, I can see the download number go up by one every time. So each time that number goes up, my happiness level goes up by one every time. So if you can imagine, thanks to you, I'm feeling pretty happy today. In fact, if you think about it, my happiness level has gone up by, well, 530, which is quite good, really. So obviously, there are other things in my life that make me happy, like my band and my music, my friends and family, my football, my job, the comedy programs and things. But this podcast is my own special project, and it's going quite well so far, I think. Like I said, my aim is actually to be the most popular English language podcast on the internet. I know that's quite difficult, because I'm competing with the BBC and with other companies who actually do professional podcasts. But I'm going to keep trying, and who knows, eventually I might be able to make a business out of this and actually make some money. But who knows? At the moment, I'm doing it just for the fun and just because I enjoy, communicating with people around the world. And I enjoy teaching, you know, I just think it's fun. And, you know, I'm interested in the technology and the possibilities of the internet. Also, I'd quite like to be a radio or TV presenter one day, possibly. Who knows? I'm not sure about that, but I enjoy doing this podcast. It's something that I can control myself. Also, on my webpage, I can see a map. Which shows me where in the world I am being listened to and downloaded. Okay, when I look at the map, there are numbers in places all over the world. So if I'm in front of my computer now, so if I look at that map now, I can see lots of little numbers all over the world. Okay, and they show me where I am being listened to and downloaded. It's amazing, really, I can see all these numbers. But when I look at my map, I'm always thinking these questions. I'm always thinking, who are all these people? Right? Who are they? What are their names? And what do they do? And how much do they understand my podcast? Do they find it useful? Does everyone understand my sense of humour? I mean, if you think about it, I'm looking at the map now, and just to give you an idea, I've got numbers here for downloads in the last week, and I've got someone in Seattle. There's 10 people in Arizona. No, 17 people in Arizona. 5 people in Mexico. 17 people in Ohio, Let's see, 9 people in Massachusetts. That's just America. In South America, I've got 3 people in Colombia this week, 3 in Brazil, 4 in Brazil, 3 people in Peru, someone in Argentina. In the UK, I've got loads of people in England, 13 downloads in Oslo, about 10 in France, lots, nearly 20 or more than 20 in Spain, Poland, Lithuania, Turkey, all sorts of places. Let's see, Russia. I'm being downloaded in Russia a lot. I mean, Russia's a very big country, of course, so I've got lots of people listening all over Russia. India, Sri Lanka, Thailand, South Korea, and all over Japan. And it's amazing. It's really amazing. So just thinking about those questions, you know, who's listening? Do they understand everything? Is it useful? How do you listen? Do you listen on the internet or do you listen on an iPhone, for example? I'd be really, really happy to hear from you, from all of these numbers all over the world. At the moment, the only information I have about you is just a number in a country. I have some information about which web pages you're using to find me. A lot of people are finding me through Google. Some people are finding me through the London School of English website. Some people know me because they've been my students. But most of the people here I've never met, and they're just numbers on a map. So I'd be really happy to hear from you. I do get messages from lots of listeners. So now I'd like to say a little hello to some of the people who've written messages to me and some of the people I've met and who've mentioned the podcast to me before. So let's see. In Japan, I'd like to say hello to Miho, Kiyoshi, Moto, Fumi, and Koyo, Azusa, Keisuke, and Saki. In Korea, hello to J-Ho, of course. And I've got a special message for you, J-Ho. Here it is. In fact, 2 messages for you. Here they are. Okay, here's the first one, J-Ho. All right, ready for this? Here it is. So, obviously, that was Jimi Hendrix singing "Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?" It wasn't me singing, but it's a special message for you, J-Ho, if you're listening. Here's the next message for you. Okay, just a couple of messages for J-Ho there. That song is the Pussycat Dolls singing J-Ho from the movie Slumdog Millionaire. Just especially for you though, J-Ho, from Korea, if you're listening. Also, hello to Taewook, hello to Hannah, hello to Hera, Changun, Suyong, in Thailand, hello to Jack. Hi Melanie and Mint, hi Debbie, and sorry I can't say your Thai name, but Debbie is your English nickname. I hope you can understand that. That's alright, isn't it? Hello to Rosa and her students in Spain. Hello to Sverre in Norway, if you're listening, and to Toril from Norway as well, too. Let's see, hello to Mick in Thailand, I think. Mick, I'm not sure where you are, but thanks very much for the technical advice on my RSS feed that you gave me recently. It's really helped me quite a lot. Hello to Fabian in Munich, and thank you for the advice on the length of the podcasts. Obviously, I've taken it into account. I will try to produce more short podcasts for you in the future. Let's see. Thanks also recently, Fabian, for the exciting tips on self-defense that you gave us in Holland Park. Were very interesting, exciting. Thanks a lot for those. Hello to Inna in Ukraine. Thanks very much for the emails. And best of luck reaching your advanced level. I'm sure you can do it. Just keep speaking and listening and reading and writing as much as possible. Hello to Anna. I'm not sure where you are. Are you in Russia? I'm very glad that you liked the podcast about Susan Boyle and Britain's Got Talent, especially the idioms that I taught you. And you're absolutely right. It is important to get idioms that people regularly use. By the way, the idiom that you mentioned in your email, which was to turn the air blue, that means to use rude language or to swear or to use, you know, offensive or rude language. Now, it's a bit old-fashioned, that idiom, but people do use it to turn the air blue. Blue language means rude language. People do use it. I mean, in fact, I heard somebody say that expression on TV recently, to turn the air blue. If you say he turned the air blue, meant that he swore or he said some rude things, right? But you're right, Anna. It's important to get idioms that people use regularly. It's very hard to teach idioms because there are so many, and I'm sure it's difficult to learn them as well because you don't know which ones are the good ones, which ones are the bad ones. But they are very important because they help you understand native speakers when they're talking. A good way to be sure that you're getting good idioms is to use books which have been published by Oxford University or Cambridge University or Longman, for example. That's because the editors of those books work very hard to make sure that the language is all useful and real, okay? Hello to Mariano in Argentina. Now, Mariano, I'm very glad that you think my podcast is funny and useful. I'm also very pleased to be in touch with people in Argentina, especially because our countries have had some bad political history over the years. But of course, all of that is water under the bridge now. So it makes me very pleased to be able to, you know, get messages from someone in Argentina. Now, Mariano has actually recorded a message for me, and a message which I'm going to play to you now. I will also include a script for this message, so, you know, if you want to read what Mariano said, I'll print that on the webpage for you. But let's hear the message that Mariano sent me via email just a few days ago. Here it is. Here's Mariano from Argentina.
Hi, Luke, and to all the listeners to a podcast. First of all, I would like to thank Luke for the excellent podcast he's offering to us. My name is Mariano from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm 34. I used to live with my parents and my sister. I've been living alone for 6 years, so I had to get used to doing a lot of new activities, such as cooking, cleaning, washing my clothes, and so on. I've been working at the bank since 1993. Nowadays, I'm starting to be an English translator at university, and I'm very glad to have decided to begin the course of studies. In my free time, I like listening to music, watching DVDs. My favorite band is the Beatles. I also enjoy listening to Queen, Pink Floyd, Elvis Presley, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly. Well, the list of artists is huge, but I especially prefer the music from the 60s. My favorite Beatle is John Lennon. Some years ago, I had the possibility to do a radio program about the Fab Four that lasted 5 years, and luckily I made a lot of friends who were listeners to a program. According to the language, I prefer the British accent to the American accent. I feel more comfortable with the British accent, but I like to learn the differences between them. Well, it's all for today. I send regards to all of you. If I made a mistake with grammar or pronunciation, please forgive me. I hope to listen to more podcasts of the great Luke, and as he says, bye 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 bye.
Well, thank you very much, Mariano. I'm very pleased that you're liking the podcast. The great Luke. Well, that's very flattering. Thank you, the great Luke. I'm quite happy with that. It's a bit like Great Britain or something, isn't it? Great Luke. Very nice. Thank you. Anyone who emails me or sends me a message, feel free to call me the great Luke. I could get used to that, certainly. Let me see. I'm just quite interested in some of the things you said there, Mariano. Let's see. It is pretty difficult to get used to living on your own, isn't it? I mean, cooking, cleaning, washing your clothes, all those domestic chores can be pretty hard to get used to, I guess. I hope you're managing to, keep up with all of that stuff, mate. Good luck with the translation studies. I'm sure that you'll do very well if you keep working hard. Sounds like you're enjoying it. Your favourite band is the Beatles. Well, I think my favourite band might be the Beatles too. I certainly love their music. Although some of my friends think that the Beatles are only for old people. Well, I mean, that's... You can think that if you like, if you think the Beatles are just for old people. Personally, I think the Beatles' music is timeless. It doesn't matter how old you are. Anyone can listen to it and enjoy it. Let's see. So you did a radio show about the Fab Four for 5 years. That's interesting. Didn't you run out of things to say? Well, I suppose there's plenty of things to say about the Beatles. I mean, I know... I could talk about the Beatles all day if there was, someone who wanted to listen to that. Yeah. Well, anyway, of course you prefer the British accent. It's much better than the American accent, isn't it? Well, not really. I'm just joking, of course. I like the American accent as well as the British accent. Especially American accents like the Brooklyn accent or kind of California surfer kind of accent. There are lots and lots of different American accents that sound fantastic. In fact, I'm hoping to do a podcast about more different English accents. So thanks very much, Mariano. And basically, that's the end of my podcast, just to say hello to all the people who listen to this. I hope you're enjoying them. And don't forget to email me or send me comments or send me MP3s of you talking. I'll be glad to play them here. Also, if you email me, let me know if you would like me to correct you. Now, what Mariano said there was all perfect, actually. He didn't make any mistakes. To be honest, his pronunciation is a little bit Spanish, but he is from Argentina. But in terms of the grammar and the vocabulary, I didn't find any mistakes, so there's nothing for me to correct. So well done, Mariano. You're really good. You're doing very well. But if someone emails me, just let me know if you want me to correct you, because I can. I will do that for you if you want. I'm so helpful, aren't I? Why am I doing it? I'm not getting any money. Anyway, I'm always talking about money at the end of my podcasts, but it really doesn't matter to me, actually. It's not important. So that's the end of this podcast. And stay tuned for more podcasts coming soon. In fact, I'm now going to do a podcast about more phrasal verbs, which is related to this because it's about communication. So I'm going to teach you some phrasal verbs in the next podcast, which you will be able to download very soon. But for now, that is the end of this podcast. So bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.